Isn't going to be here until, we hope, this afternoon. Special welcome to all visitors here, and a special one for Tim, Gay, and Carissa and their family. Tim will be bringing us the message, and so we look forward to that. We appreciate that your willingness on that. Message to all the choir. There is no choir practice this evening. Why, you might ask, is because at 6 o'clock we have our service, our program, our Christmas program, and Pastor is planning on being here. And by the way, he and Roberta, thank you for the prayers for while they were in their quarantine. But he will be here, and we will have special reading of Scripture. So there's no drama, so you're going to have to place that in your mind when we read the Scripture tonight. And we'll have special music, and we have the young people's choir. And we have the old people's choir will be here too. So hopefully it'll be a blessing to you, and we look forward to you coming. There will be some refreshments as long as everybody remembers to bring some kind of a snack along with that. So, okay. Last week there were many that delivered some Christmas bags to the folks who have not been able to attend church. And a thank you to them that I have it written down here, so I'm going to pass this on to you. Those who received them were very appreciative, so I'm hoping that was the case, and so thank you for all who delivered that. A reminder that that little red box, or that big red box in the back, is for you to put your Christmas cards for people in this church and save you 55 cents postage, or if you send those big cards, save you extra postage on that too. But you can put them in there, but they are going to be opened and or passed out this evening. So this is our last day for that. Pastor's planning on being here Wednesday for prayer meeting and the truth trackers. And so that's still on this week. And next week, we have a guest preacher, Stephen Arney, will be here. Now, I know we told you 2 weeks ago he was going to be here, and we told you last week he was going to be here, this week, but this is 100% guarantee that he will be here next week unless you see an announcement in your email, okay? 100% guarantee that he will be here, so let's plan on that and welcome him to our service. He'll be bringing the message then. Reminder that we still do not pass the collection plates. But we do have our collection at the very back, so your gifts can be placed in there. Prayer request. John Sneath, John and Wanda are not with us this morning because their grandkids are in a church in Salina, and they are up there attending because they have their children's program today. But he'll be here this afternoon or this evening. But we have a prayer that the cancer that he's going through, it's a moderate growing, and so we have trust in the doctors and our Lord that it's His will he can be healed from that. So all the list down here: Shirley Dossett's grandfather, Ray Lamer, and is in hospice in Salina and is going to be moving to Bethany home in Lindsberg, but so we need to pray. We should pray for him and his wife Shirley. Also, a note that Paula Orth has been tested positive for the COVID, but does not have many symptoms as of the time that I got my message here. So, Paul, her husband, has no symptoms, but they are staying in quarantine. So, let's include them in prayer. Also, let's pray for Jared and Katie Stabens, and baby Red is still at Children's Mercy, and he's still battling the fluid around his heart. No news. Okay, so let's include them in our prayers. Darlene Bergen is still dealing with Parkinson's, and Mel and Darlene are staying at home in quarantine. Mick Burrell, we're still praying for that kidney transplant that'll be available for him. And we're going to pray for Roxy Treese, and her cancer, her chemo treatment. And of course, we should always pray for our country and our president, and let's pray for revival for our country, even though we know it starts right here with us. So let's include that. Are there any other prayer requests that you, or any other announcements that I'm missing? Seeing none, I'm sorry, I'm not leading a meeting here. Let's include that. Why don't we go to the Lord in prayer, and then we will drop my pencil. Let's pray here. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. We pray that that you guide Tim as he brings your word to us today. We pray for the health and the recovery for those who are sick, for John and for Ray and Paul and Paula Orth, and all of the baby Rhett and Jared and Katie, Darlene Bergen. We pray for her and Mick. We pray for the kidney transplant that will be available, and Roxy as she goes through her chemo. We pray for this country, that you revive our hearts, that you can use us to revive those around us, and that this country can see a revival towards you. We ask this in your name. Amen.